KB Experiment.
Man, oh man, we made it again. This 2020 is out of control. I'm still hoping we make it out of it, because who knows? Like I said, aliens, comets, something's going to happen. This shit is crazy. But I hope you guys enjoyed that last one with Cool V, man. That was fun. I got a video version of that. Hopefully I'll put it out soon. But, you know, for now, it was a great conversation. And we're going to come back to that again. I think we're going to sit down and do some more and kind of touch even more closer to certain specific parts of the classic hip-hop community. But today we got something different, something I'm excited that I had the opportunity to speak with who we're about to speak with. He's an amazing guy. I've been following him for years, and yet alone the instruments that he plays, I've been following music that's been used with those instruments for years. So to get the opportunity to speak to him today, man, that's a big deal to me. So, but this is another one. I mean, I feel real good about this episode. I think you guys are going to love it. There's a lot of positivity in there. You guys just need to know that you have a chance just like anybody else. You just got to get through the hurdles. You got to go through the pain and the strife and the bullshit. You got to eat shit. But I'm telling you, hard work always pays off. Now, they say the right hard work pays off, and that's true. You don't want to put in hard work into something that's not going to benefit you. But we live and we learn, right? That's just how it goes. But man, this is going to be a good one, I promise you. So if you have, you know what, I'm gonna start putting this in the description. You guys need to start listening when I put out the phone number, because we have a message system. You can call in and leave voice messages and kind of tell us what's going on, what you're thinking. It's pretty cool. I got a few weird ones, but if you do it, make sure you record it properly, because the ones that I've gotten, I could barely hear them. You know, I can kind of make out what they're saying. But anyway, I'll put it all in the description. But let's get into this, and tell me if you like this. Hit me up on social media. You know where to find me, and let me know. I think this is, I mean, man, I've listened to it like 4 times already. Trust me. So I love it. And it's me in there. So, all right, let's get into it. Today's show is sponsored by Beardsconsin. There are a couple of weirdos. No, I'm sorry. Beardos that have been through everything. I mean, you name it. Balms, oils, brushes, combos. They've done it all. I have a big beard. So when you have a beard, after a while, that's what people associate you with. Your beard. Your beard becomes more important than you. Trust me, I know. So everything you get, every gift, is all beard related. But trust me, after a while, you'll have everything. So their products, they're not just made. They don't say they make them by hand. They don't. They're actually made with their hands. They don't buy stuff, mix it up, slap it together with a label. No, none of that garbage. What do? They refine all of their materials. All of their ingredients are raw ingredients, and they do it by hand. Raw and processed wax, shea, and coca. They're ordered in small batches and cleaned, filtered, used in their products. Only pure essential oils are used. Any products that they cannot make, they go into research, development, tests, all of that. So they know, and that's when they decide it's what they want for their product. Because, you know, you can't make every single product. But they don't cheap out. Trust me, I've used it. They don't use the cheapest bulk ingredients, and the cost will not determine the quality of the product. So if you want a real beard product for your man beard, go check out beardsconsin.com. And that's beard, S-C-O-N-S-I-N, like Wisconsin, but Beardsconsin. God, I love that name. I said it again. So go check them out. Show them some love. Find them on Instagram, BeardSconson. Tell them I sent you. Now go grow a beard. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thanks for joining us again. KB Experiments, me, King Boris. Blessed that you guys are here. Another great show today. I want to introduce Mr. Talkbox, which is we're in a virtual studio right now. Mr. Talkbox, how you doing?
Hello, King Boris.
Oh, man. I didn't expect that. That's awesome, man. Thank you.
Yeah,
I get bumps when I hear that. I've loved the Talkbox since I was little. And just, yeah. I mean, it's something. I'm a musician in the background just for myself. I used to play the trumpet. I was in the marching band. My wife was in band. Yes. I mean, you know, so I know music. And when I heard that Talkbox sound, I was like, man, that's different. That's different.
Yeah.
I could listen to it all day, all day.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, hey, well, me, you have something in common, and that is my wife and I. We met in high school too, and you know, I got a song out about it. It's called "Give Me Your Love," and so yeah, and then we were in the marching band too.
Oh, really?
So there you go, man. So yeah, man.
Let me ask you this: do you still walk in step?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That's awesome. Because I still to
it's
this
a part
day.
Of my rhythm.
Yep, I'll skip when I'm walking with somebody just to make sure, and I'm like, oh, I keep doing that.
Yeah,
but
yeah, man, you got that rhythm in your soul.
Yeah,
man.
See, only marching band people understand that because I say, hey,
that's right.
But it's a thing. You're just it's like a conditioning. You got to get it perfect.
Yep, you got to. Yep.
That's awesome.
Man. So yeah, that was good times.
So tell me about yourself. Tell me. Well, I know who you are, and a lot of people know who you are, but I'm sure there's people out there who don't, especially that listen to me.
Right.
They want to know who you are.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, I am my birth name is Byron Chambers, and I over the years developed this name, Mr. Talkbox, because of my love for the instrument. My mother actually named me Mr. Talkbox, and I was born and raised in Orlando, Florida, and I came from a musical family. We grew up in the church. So my dad, he was like a minister at the church, and he also played the guitar. My mom led the praise team in the worship. And then that's kind of how I got my training. Then they had a gospel group, and we traveled the country, man. I played drums in there, and I moved around, played the bass guitar, the lead guitar, and I did some lead singing. So I was just a music head. And so that's kind of how I got my start. And here I am, man. I've been doing it all my life, man. And it's been great.
Yeah, I've definitely looked into your story. And one thing that I picked up about you is your energy. Like you're always smiling, you always seem grateful, right?
Yes.
And not everybody can give that feeling off, even if they try to fake it, if you know what I mean.
Right.
But
right.
You're always like humble no matter what. When somebody gives you praise and anything in a positive way, I can see it in your face. Yeah. You're like, you know what? I sincerely appreciate that. And you feel you're humble, you know, I love it.
Yes. Yeah, man. I feel like sometimes, you know, with status and with, you know, when you become, you know, famous or whatever, you know, people sometimes they get too cool for school and they forget that it could just want this is here now.
Correct.
It could literally be all gone tomorrow. I mean, look how we just fell into this pandemic, man.
Right.
So, you know, we have to be very thankful for these high moments, if you would, in our career. When cool things starts to happen. And I'm going to always remain thankful, humble, because I know that there's somebody waiting in the wing to you know, be the next Mr. Talkbox, if you would.
Right.
There's somebody that's better. Somebody might be out there that's even better. But right now, I'm just going to enjoy this moment and ride this wave and stay humble and thankful.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're part of the history of the instrument now. Because I know you learned about it. Back when you were younger, you heard, was it Randy Troutman that you heard on a record?
Roger Troutman.
Oh, Roger, okay.
Roger Troutman of the Zap Band, and he single-handedly inspired me as a kid, man, when I heard this song that says, Computer Love! When I heard that, I was like, whoa, what the heck is that? And so then obviously my cousin was hanging out with me, and he showed me all about that. And then he said, I got all of his records, so let me take you over here
That's
to the crib.
awesome.
And there you go, man. I fell in love with the instrument because of him.
What I love about that story is I know that you were searching for that instrument and could not find it. So you went
Yes.
to the actual club when he was down by, I guess in Miami, and you stood
Yeah,
there
in
for what,
Orlando.
4 hours with the
Yeah.
record?
Yes.
And people don't understand that that's actually part of the formula of what I say is success. And success doesn't mean money, just to achieve what it is you're looking for. You were
Right.
focused. You said, I
Yes.
need this. That's it. And you
Yep,
got it.
yep.
And it's
Yes.
it sometimes is that simple in the sense of the process. I know in
Yeah.
between, you got your ups and downs, and but at the end of the day, you stood there and just waited. And they were like,
Yep.
at the, and that's it. And I've done that in the past with different things. And I mean,
Yeah.
it's a process. And when I read that, I said, oh man, that's awesome, because you're walking that path you're supposed to walk. You felt it, you knew it. I'm gonna figure this out. And that's it.
Yep.
It's
Exactly.
so that and that's the whole point of these stories, is people need to,
Yeah.
understand that it's not easy, but at the same time, it's not as difficult. You just have to
No.
stand there for 4 hours and things will
That's right.
happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's you have to persevere, man, in every area.
And that's like I say, God's will, the universe's will.
Yeah.
You're walking a path that looks like it was created for you. Literally,
Yeah.
I feel like I'm witnessing someone walking down the path that was paved for them.
Yeah, that's good.
And
Yeah,
I see
man.
it, I feel it.
Yeah.
And as you got bigger and more, you dropped your own albums. I've followed you for a
Yeah.
while. I'm like, man, I'm amazed to see that in real
Yeah,
time.
man.
And I
Yes.
witness it, So
Yep.
it's an inspiration, not just to me, hopefully to a lot of people, but man, your story and your vibe is I'm picking it up. We see it, and
Yeah. Yes, sir.
thank you for that, because
Oh.
it's humbling, and it shows me, look, anything's possible. You just
That's right.
you did it, period.
Yeah, man. It really is. That's so good that you say that, man. And thank you for saying it, and thank you for just checking me out, man, for the time period that you have.
Well, I
And
mean, I've loved the sound. I mean, I have a friend, rest in peace, Eric. He passed away a few years ago. And
Yeah.
me and him used to sit in the car listening to California Love, and we used to sing that last part.
Oh.
And I
Oh,
mean,
Lord.
that was, and that A, number one, is hard, because it's, but we would sit
Yeah,
there
come
and
on.
just laugh and just,
Yeah.
have a good time. And I always remembered that. So, when he passed
Yeah.
away, I literally
Yeah.
had that in my ringtones since the iPhone came
Wow.
out. So when I say
Wow.
I'm a follower and I love the talk box,
Yes.
it's the
Yes.
truth.
I
And
believe it, man. I believe it.
so when I first talked to you online, I'm like, oh man, this is, I think you even put, I don't know if you put me on a live, I forget, but all I know is you
Yeah.
played it, and I said, oh man, that's real right there. I love it.
Yeah, man, that Roger, man, he's the guy, man, and I'm just thankful for his talent and what he inspired so many people.
Yes.
And even on my new album, I got to work with Shirley Murdoch. She is that she directly Roger pretty much gave her a career. He helped her to have a career, and he was her producer. And obviously, she sang on all the Zapp records. She's the female vocal that you heard on all those records. And talking with her, and when we were going through this process, she was just like, I felt like I was working with Roger again. And I was like,
Wow.
wow, you know. So that was a big nod to. I was just like, wow, this is amazing
That's
that she would
energy,
say that.
man. That's
So
energy. That's the
all
Phoenix.
energy. Yeah, yes.
You either believe in this stuff or you don't. But at the end of the day, when
No.
other people tell you what you're feeling, you're like, oh, well, that's not a
Exactly.
coincidence.
Right,
So
exactly, man.
I'm with it,
Yep.
man. I want everybody to
Yeah.
understand this stuff is real, and
It's real, man.
you could accept that feeling or not, but there's a reason that
That's
they
right.
call it your gut feeling.
Exactly, exactly.
It's
And if we have so much. I look at us as human beings. We're like superheroes. People just don't really know it. They got to really tap into it. There are two things that I stand by, and things that I've done in my life that has brought me to success, and that is my talk, the way I speak, and the way I think. The thoughts that I have, I ensure that all of the thoughts that I have, is good, because when negative thoughts comes into your mind, the way you think and the way you speak is the outcome of your life. And that is a true saying. If you saying, I want to go to Bahamas, but man, I ain't gonna have the money to go,
And you'll
you
never
just
have the
told,
money.
you'll never have the money. Another thing I tell people, they say, oh yeah, I'm preparing for a rainy day. And it's like, wait a minute, I'm not preparing for no rainy day, because I'm not gonna have a rainy day. I want to be prosperous, I want to be healthy, I want to be good. So I take those words, I change it. I'll just say, I'm just saving up so I can have a good life.
Yeah,
You know
no,
what
I
I'm saying?
mean,
Or,
that's,
it's the little things
yeah.
like that that will completely shape, like you say, man, that road, it's a road map for you.
Yeah.
There's a road map for you, and you got a choice, man. You could take the negative route, or you could take that positive route and get everything that God has for you, man.
Right. And it doesn't mean that if you get off route that you can't get back on
Right.
route. It just, that off
Exactly.
route may be pretty bumpy. You may not have the
Yes.
equipment you need, and but
Exactly.
you gotta do what you gotta do and just keep on whatever it is that you're focused on. And sometimes we don't know what we're focused on. That's the other
Exactly.
problem, you know.
Exact man, I'm a big Superman fan. I watched all the old school Supermans, all the newest one. And one time there, I think it was Superman 3, where he had Richard Pryor in the movie. It's the old one back in the 80s. Man, Superman himself, man, he had got off track. He turned into this bad Superman, and he got off track, man. And sometimes that stuff comes in to make us better. Sometimes we get off track and we don't realize why, but it always, on the other side of it, you come back and you look back and you say, you know what? I needed that, because that pushed me to get better in whatever area that I needed to get better in. So, yeah, man, that's kind of what my whole story is. You know
It's
what I'm
part of
saying?
the
Like,
journey.
it's
Sometimes
part of the
that,
journey. Yeah.
the bad parts builds those calluses. You can't play guitar until you build that
Yeah.
callus, and then you
Right.
can become great, but
Right.
any great magician has a callus. It's just what it is,
Yes.
and that's life.
Yeah, man. It's life. It's
So,
life.
and it's all
It's life.
mindset. I want to read a quick thing that literally is what I say the formula of the whole thought
Yeah.
process. So,
I love that. Yeah.
if you believe that your thoughts are connected to your life, then the same thoughts always lead to the same choices. The same choices always lead to the same behaviors. The same behaviors create the same experiences. The same experiences produce the same emotions. The very same emotions drive the same thoughts. So your life is based on how
Wow.
you think, how you act, and how you feel. So
Ooh,
that's what
that's good.
creates your personality. And that's it. I mean, I've been searching for literally this little formula. I found it through Joe Dispenza, Dr. Joe Dispenza, amazing guy. And he literally,
Yeah.
like, I mean, your thoughts are everything. Your thoughts lead to
They're
choices, to
everything.
behaviors. So at the end of the day, all of it leads back to your thoughts. So if you get into that negative
Yeah.
circle, that's where you're at.
Yep.
How do you get
That's where
out?
it's at. Right,
So
man. Oh, that's so
it's
good. I love
important.
that, brother.
You said
Yeah, very
literally
important.
what I want people to hear, because it's, positivity is positivity. Negativity is
Yeah.
negativity. You're gonna brew whatever it is that you
Period.
put out there.
That's it, man. Oh my gosh. That's so good.
It's
Yep. Yep.
powerful. It's
Yep.
powerful.
It's very powerful, man. And I just really, I have tried to keep my mind on all of the positive stuff, man. When he's not saying, not saying be, what is the word? Unrealistic. You have to see the problems in life, but
Correct.
it's all according to way you respond to it. The way you respond to it determines how long you're gonna go through it, and it's gonna determine, how the outcome is gonna be.
And
So,
that's 100%, man. That's and people don't
yeah.
understand that it's how you perceive things. There's a
Yeah,
lot of
man.
stuff that happened to me. I'm telling you, I've had a
Um,
and I don't even say a rough life. I've had a good life
yeah.
because I'm still alive, but the things that I've
Yes, sir.
gone through, they've been tough, but at the
Yeah.
same time, I take them, I say, you know what? There's a reason for all this. And I find the reason
Yeah.
and I keep going. And that's it.
Yeah.
It took me a
That's
while
all
to
you can
learn
do,
that
man.
process, but
Yeah.
seeing you do it is just another confirmation that I'm doing it and that
Absolutely.
it's a thing. So
You You on the right, yeah, you on the right track, man. 'Cause yeah, we've all I've been through so much too, man. Like, we haven't I'm working on so many things that like I really want to go in depth
Right.
and tell that story but like I yes, when you say I've been through a lot, and then it goes back to the beginning of what we were saying about how humble and thankful I am, is because sometimes some people in this life, they haven't been through a lot and they don't understand what being thankful is when you get a break or when you get something, because
Correct.
they ain't been through nothing, man. But for me, I've been through it, man. I've been knocking on doors for years and years and years, man, and trying to get people to believe in what I had. And so many people have told me no, and they've strung me along.
Yeah.
I've gotten a whammy, man. But like you say, the word perseverance, man, I stayed with it and I said, you know what? This must mean I don't need them. This must mean I'm going to make this happen myself. Me, I
Yes.
mean, and it's just me walking with the Lord, man, walking with God, like, and just going through it, man. And here we are, man. I feel like a lot of times I feel like I have had a machine behind me now because of what has happened, it's just been really good to see. See me inspire people, and it keeps me going. It drives me to say, you know what, I can't stop now because somebody's depending on my story. Somebody's depending on
Right.
me to keep moving so that they could keep going. And I'm sure you could relate to that too with what you do, man. Somebody's depending on you, man, to do it.
The last few years have kind of opened that up. I literally, when I was younger, thought I was my destiny was jail. Like I was like I'm that I, so I really didn't look at my future in a way that like let me plan for a career. No, I was like, okay, let me toughen up, because the way I'm going, the way I see my surroundings, jail is literally I would have I still to this day dream of my first day in jail. You know, that's how deep rooted it is. But you know, I broke out of that at some point, and just once I saw the light on the other side of this fence that you want to call life, I just started going that way. I said, okay, I see the difference. I see there's less resistance here. You know, I adjusted, made more mistakes, but at the end of the day, as I'm telling my story now, and as confident as I am with my story and myself, people are telling me, hey, thank you, because you're inspiring me. And I'm like,
That's it.
I don't understand that. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
Because
no, I get it.
I don't see myself in that light. But you
Right.
know, they say a true leader leads his people without them knowing they're being led. So I think sometimes we're doing that without
I
knowing.
like it.
And you know, and that's a good thing, because when it comes back to you, it's not, you're not asking for it now, it's given to you, meaning that praise that you're that person right now that we're following.
Yeah,
So
man.
it's an amazing thing.
That's a powerful quote that you just said, man.
I think
You made sure
that was Sun
you got to send
Tzu.
that one to me.
That's the Art of War, I believe. I
I
started
love
reading
that.
for a while, and when I heard that, I always, like a true leader, you don't even know they're the leader, because they're not there to say, hey, I'm the leader, you know? And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait, I'm the leader? Either you knew it or you didn't, but that's when you're humble. That's when you're truly yourself. So as you're
Powerful.
looking for everyone to try to co-sign your music, there's only one person that's important, is yourself. If you believe in you, the rest is whatever it is. That passion, we see it, right? So if you don't believe, and that's what I say about relationships, if you can't love yourself, how are you going to give somebody else love? You got to love yourself.
You
And
got
then
to love
you
yourself.
know, I have children, so you know, three kids, I've been married 15 years. At the same time,
Oh,
I love
great.
myself. I love who
Right.
I am, so I can
That's
give
right.
you that love. I'm open.
Brother, that is
But
so good.
it took some learning, though, I tell you that much. It
Yeah,
took
you got to
some
go through
learning.
that process. Yeah, you got to go through that
Yes.
process to get that in your soul, if you would, man.
No,
And
yeah, that's what it is. The ether of the universe, of Jesus, however you want to put it, it's all the same energy.
It's all the same energy, man. It
You
is,
know.
man. And you just gotta walk it out and continue on. Like you said, man, I had to develop tough skin
Yeah.
and just keep it pushing.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, like everyone, you have ups and downs. Is there anything you could or you want to talk about that's related to, you know, a time where you wanted to give up or, you know what I mean? Something that you hit rock bottom, you want to get back up and this, you know, what did you do to get out of that? And
I had man, back in 2008, I have a song on my album. It's called one of my older albums called My Time, but the song is called Fighting, and I talk about it in 2008. Man, I went through really, I didn't know at the time what the heck it was, but then we developed we found out what it was. It was depression, man. I went through a really bad depression and just a really bad season for at least, I think it was anywhere from, it was like 6 months where I was just lifeless, man. I wasn't eating. I wasn't sleep. I could not sleep. And I lost a ton of weight, and I just had given up. I really had given up. I gave up on music. I gave up on everything, man. I was like, I was done. I was completely done. My wife didn't, my family, they didn't know what was wrong with me, because as you know, and as most of the world knows, that I am the most happiest person on the planet. And how in the world could this guy go through depression? Right. And so I went through that. But to be honest with you, man, here's what I did to get out of it, man, and to get over it. I read the Bible a lot. You know, I told you I grew up in a church. I got into that Bible, and there were so many key things in the Bible that really helped me. I was praying a lot. I was exercising a lot. I was a little bit too much. And but the Bible really single-handedly, the words in the Bible was very, very powerful. And it single-handedly brought me out, man. Like, it helped, like, mentally, spiritually. I dialed in, and I started reading. I started reading, and I started, you know, I grew up in the church, and I kind of knew it, but it hit differently, because in my mind, I was like, look, I'm sick of reading this Bible, and if you know, I could buy a book anywhere, but if this Bible's supposed to be something to give me life, to help me out, that was the time. So I was like, I stood up in my, I was in my apartment. I was in Orlando, Florida. I'm from Orlando, and I didn't have any furniture in my living room. So I stood up in the middle of the floor in my living room, and I just got mad at God, man. So I picked my Bible up and started just yelling at him, just going off on him, man. Like, man, like, you let this happen to me. I was just pissed, man. Like, I was like, what is this? And the next thing you know, right at the end of my rant, I threw the Bible down, and it opened up to a scripture. It was 2 Peter, and I read that scripture, and it talked about that you're partaking in the sufferings of Christ. Like, this is not coming upon you because that you're a bad person. You're just partaking in the sufferings of Christ because God is getting ready to take you next to a different phase. Level. Yes, exactly. So, man, when I read that, that was when the recovery started happening, man. And then I started getting peace within myself. And I had made a lot of bad decisions beforehand. So I dealt with all of that stuff. And one of the key things I would say is, if you got some dirt in your past, or if you got some things in your inside of you that you have not dealt with, that you need to deal with, you need to deal with. Because one way or another, it's going to come out. It's going to come out the way you live, the way you speak. It'll
force itself on you.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah, man. And it'll come out through you gaining weight, or it'll come out through your skin, or you're
stressed. You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You just never know, man. And if you don't deal with it, it could potentially take you out of here at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I just had that moment to deal with all of that mess that was inside of my heart. All of the stuff I did, I dealt with it head on, man. It was hard.
There you go. And the secret sauce ain't a secret.
Yeah.
And if it was a sauce, it would be so thick and nasty. So people don't understand that. What's the secret? The secret is, there is no secret. It's just,
there is no secret.
You know, it's nasty down there, but you got to get through that to understand. And you said it, the Lord, the universe, whoever it is that you believe in, they put you through what you can handle, period.
Exactly, period.
You just got to find out, okay, if I got to bleed, if I got to cry, whatever.
Yep, I got to get this. I got to deal with it head on.
Right.
And if I don't do it, This is gonna ruin my life. And I know so many people that's like that. You could just tell, man, like you said, their energy, man, the energy that they bring, you could say this person is wrestling with something. Don't you know how you see a person? You know how you see a person. You could be like, man, that person is troubled. You could tell. Like, you don't have to say it. I mean, you don't have to, they don't have to tell you that they're troubled. That you
You
can
just
see it
know.
and you just know, you feel it. And it's like, man, that person needs to deal with whatever it is that they're wrestling with, the demons, if you would, that they're dealing with. Like, get those, like, face those demons head on, man.
Have you ever talked to someone like that because you felt it and something told you to go speak to them?
Oh yes, many, many times, man. I got family members that did. I have friends. I've always been led. Like, I feel like I've always been led in my life, to do things.
You have. You have. I'm telling you because I've been there. Again, I got to a point where I said, all right, either what I'm feeling is real or it's not. You know, I've walked up to many people, some that I know, some that I don't. And I mean, I've had grown tough guys crying in the middle of a sales floor at a dealer going, I don't understand why I'm crying or telling you this. I don't do this, but I'm like, look, I'm just here to tell you what I think I should tell you. And I let it out, and they just look at me like, I don't know what this is. I was like, just accept it and move forward. You've been asking for this. Here you go. It could be all BS, but guess what? At the end of the day, a lot of the people that I've talked to, I'm telling you, they went and did something totally different and changed their life. And they said,
Change your
Boris,
life.
I don't know what happened, but I appreciate it. And I said, this what happened, what needed to happen. It doesn't matter.
It
But
doesn't matter.
you're in a good place, and you know, that's it. I mean,
That's
let's go have lunch.
it.
But
And
I
that's the
mean, you
thing, man.
know,
People make it too religious. Yeah, man.
Right. I just go, you know what? It's done. You're good. I'm happy. Let's go buy me a steak. Let's do that. But you know, it's a path you can walk. You accept it or you don't. And I don't want everybody to think it has to be with Jesus or with God or with the universe. There's a lot of different ways to walk down that path. There's a lot of stories, but they all lead in the same direction.
Yeah, they do, man.
You know, so.
It's yeah, man. Like, I'm learning that more and more, that it is what it is. Like, you can't really, people try to box this thing in, and it's like, hey, man, it's not our job to do that.
Correct. And if it
You
was
know.
your job, and I bring this up because I think Dr. Joe Dispenza, I really listened to him, and that dude has changed my life with, because he's added a scientific version of what we're talking about. But it makes sense. If there was ever a time for it to make sense or a way to say it, that part that I read with the thoughts, he put that together. And I'm like, man,
Man.
that's the same thing. You are what you think about, build it, they will
Oh
come.
my gosh.
It's all the same story, just a different. You know, different way of telling it.
All these different perspectives, man. And
Yes.
I'm just, yeah, man, I'm very, very I'm just thankful, man. I was very thankful after the fact that I went through that moment, man. And obviously there are more moments that I went through, but
Of course.
that one was pretty tough, man. I've never experienced anything
That
like
was
it.
the
But
one.
yeah, that was the one, man.
That
It
was the
changed.
one.
It literally changed my life, though, and for the good. And a lot of people try to. I love what Steve Harvey. I'm a big Steve Harvey
Oh
fan.
yes. The 10 the 10 was it the 10 by 10 rule? I
That
love
one.
Steve Harvey, man. That
Yeah, man.
man.
He's the real deal. And
I'm gonna
I
shake his
love
hand
that.
one day.
Oh, you will, man. Yes, you will, bro. And he the one, my favorite thing is jump, when he talks about jumping.
Yes.
And that is something that we that is when you say that, hey, talk box, I've seen you this and move this way. These are a whole lot of mini series of me taking these jumps. We call it faith. Like, it's jumping by faith. Like, we don't know what the end result is, but we just jump out here and we go for it, and we go strong, and we just go. We take it by faith, man. We just go. I say, I don't know what's on the other side of this, but I will never know if I sit here and live in
Correct.
fear. If I'm gonna live in fear, then I'm gonna miss out on everything that I know that's supposed to come for me. And so I just been taking a lot of steps in, of faith. Like, when I left NSYNC, I was touring with NSYNC. I left
And
that
that was
band.
crazy too, that whole NSYNC thing.
Oh
I mean,
yeah,
all
man.
of it from the beginning to the end. But I always saw Justin Timberlake and I said, that dude has his own, he's been cut by his own cloth. He's different.
He's
And
different.
I call it the Justin Timberlake swag. Only certain
Yeah.
people have it. But
Right.
but yeah, no, I've seen you on the stage and what, in the concerts, and I went back and looked. I was like, man, that is, oh, that's talk box. That's awesome.
Crazy, crazy, yeah,
Loved
man.
it.
So I toured with them, and right at the height of their career, I said, I got it. There's something more for me, and then that's when I started on the journey of Mr. Talk Box, and the rest is history, man. It's been great. So,
Yes. Yes, and you went live one time, and a friend of mine, Y Dizzle, I don't know if you remember him. Yeah, so I talked to him for a while, right? Because he does the talk box, and I'm like, man, I love it. So we just started chatting it up, and one day, I don't know how it happened, you came on, and I was like, yo, he's on, and you put him on live, and I literally saw this man live his dream. It's like you sitting there with
Roger.
Troutman rocking
Yeah.
out.
That's
That's,
crazy. That's
I can
crazy.
see it, and I'm like, man,
What a
that just
blessing that
happened.
is.
It
Yeah,
is.
man, that's crazy, man.
It
Isn't that
is.
crazy? I love that stuff.
It just happened, and there's more to the story after that, but the point is that, just to see somebody else live their dream of just playing music with who they love,
Oh,
that's
dude.
enough. Like
That's
sometimes
enough.
that's enough.
That's enough, man. And I tell you, man, like I tell all the interviews I've been doing here recently, they've been asking me, is there somebody you want to work with? And I'm like, man, I want to work with the queen, man, Beyonce. I want to work
Oh,
with Jay-Z. And they know me. They already know who I
okay.
am. So that's the cool thing. But I want to
Okay.
do something with them, man. Like I really want to do something with them one day. So I just always take a moment to say that so it could be
Hey,
manifested.
BJ, come on, let's do it. I know you're
Yeah.
listening. I mean, because everybody listens to my show, but
Oh, cool. Yeah, there you go. There you go. So.
they'll call you about a week or so.
Yeah, you go. Come on, man.
Okay.
I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm with
I
it.
love it. Tell me about your new album, man. Let's talk about it.
Man. New album. Just really pretty freaking like excited, man. Like I didn't just didn't realize that it was going to do what it did. But
It hit
obviously.
hard.
Yeah, man, like it was, I was like, are you kidding me right now? And so, but the album is just I wanted people to feel freedom. I would just say that. I just wanted people to feel freedom when we put this album out, and it was amazing. So what we did, when I've been recording this album for the past, I want to say 10 years.
Wow.
Like songs, there are some songs on this album that I wrote 10 years ago, and I went back and revisited them and obviously freshened them up. But we did it. I got all of these great features on there, man. I got
T-Pain,
T-Pain.
I see. Yes. I
Yeah,
love
man.
T-Pain, man. I
Oh
saw
my
you live
gosh.
with him the other day, and
Oh, dude.
man,
It's
T-Pain
crazy.
is a genius, man. I love that
Yes,
dude.
he
We don't know
really
each other
is.
yet, but
Oh, that'll happen.
I
Don't
gotta
worry.
say, man, he's his story too. I resonate to stories, you know what I
Yeah,
mean? And
exactly.
that's it. So when I see him and I watch how he lives, man, I like it.
Yeah, it's
So.
amazing. It's amazing to me, man. And we got him, we got Andy Mineo, we got BJ Chicago Kid, we got Avery Sunshine, PJ Moore, we got a lot of J Moss,
Corey
John
Wong.
Cooper, Corey freaking Wong, man, my God. And so we got so many great people on here. I didn't know that the album would be that. Like, I never put that together to where I'm gonna have this all-star lineup. But it kind of just happened.
That's
It just kind
awesome.
of happened. Yeah. And so the album kind of breaks down. It's called Playlist,
Yeah.
and it
I
breaks
love the
down into.
name.
Oh yeah, thank you, man. My
Perfect,
wife.
perfect for today's generation. Playlist.
Yeah, exactly, man. So it's pretty much a original playlist by Mr. Talk Box with original music. So we got the songs broken down into five songs. We have three sets, which is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Friday set is more, hey, you're getting off of work, you're getting ready
Okay.
to turn up, you got your paycheck, whatever, you're gonna have a good time. That's what Friday looks like. Saturday is that R&B, drop your top down, I'm going to the mall, I'm going out shopping, I'm just gonna have a good day. And then Sunday is the hippest church service you've ever been to. Is not religious,
Wow.
it's fun, it's just music for your soul, man. And so
I
that's what the
love it.
playlist. Yeah, man. So no one's ever done this, so we're pretty excited about that too. You know, I never approach a record by saying, "I want to do this like." I never say those words. I want to do this like. I say, no, I want to record something from my heart and my spirit, and I want it to
There
be
you go.
free. And we debuted at number 61, all on the iTunes USA, number 4 on iTunes R&B charts. What was it? Number 6 on Amazon. And it was the number 6 bestseller, top 100 albums on Amazon, top 50. We had 4 songs that were top 50, Amazon's top 50 new releases. We had a big, and I'm independent, so there you go.
Wow. Yeah, enough said. That's man, and that's what happens when you listen to your soul.
Yeah, there you
I
go. There you
mean,
go.
that's
Good
and again,
stuff.
I've seen it over the years, and I'm like, man, and as you win, I feel like I win. I'm like, yes, we did it. I'm
Yes,
like,
because
I don't
that's
know.
right.
I mean, this is what it is. That's how personal it gets sometimes. You
Oh,
know,
dude,
like,
absolutely. Because you
you know,
did win.
just yeah, no, I and oh man, it's just a great story. I love it. That and
Yeah.
I'm glad everybody gets to hear it, hopefully over
Yes,
and
sir.
over again, and you know,
Yes.
tell it everywhere. And
Yes.
man, I wish you nothing but success, success, success. Just, you
Man.
know, keep grinding it out. And if there's anything I could ever do, of course, ask, man. You want me to share anything, talk about something? I'm always one to give.
Well,
So
thank
whatever
you.
anybody
Thank you.
needs, I'm
Man.
open.
Well, man, I really appreciate that, and that means a lot. Your energy towards me and it's been great, and I really appreciate that. Like, you don't
Oh, no
understand,
problem.
like, just that to have that, and I appreciate all the support and the love that you send our way, man. And we're gonna keep it going, man. We're gonna keep it going. We're just gonna
Yeah. Oh,
keep
yeah.
dreaming. We're gonna keep on dreaming, keep speaking and thinking positively.
Yes.
And I
Keep
wish you,
leading
yeah,
and
man.
learning.
Ooh, that's good, good, good. And I definitely wish you all the success as well, man. And I can't wait for people to hear our conversation.
Oh, I appreciate it. Plug your website. Plug your like
Oh
where we find you.
yeah, absolutely. www.mrtalkbox.com. I am Mr. Talkbox on pretty much every platform: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Oh, real quick,
Yeah.
your TikTok.
Oh yeah, crazy,
Man, I saw what
crazy.
you man, tell that. That's
Man,
I
dude.
gotta hear it.
TikTok. I wasn't gonna mess with TikTok because I was like, man, this is another platform that we gotta learn
Yeah.
and all of that stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is more for teenagers, and they're not gonna get down with the talk box. And sure enough, I make a I get an account, and then one of my old students from a thing I teach that's called Camp Electric. I brought my talk box into one of the classes, and I did the intro to 24 Karat Magic for them. And
Okay.
he recorded it. He gets on TikTok, and he becomes viral. He gets famous, and then he pulls that video up and posts it. And the video goes viral. It's at 15
Oh
million views
man.
right now. I
Yeah,
know.
I you know what? I was watching it as it was going and you were going like, I can't believe this thing is, you know, on
Yeah,
fire.
it's
So crazy.
crazy. And so now we're
So
almost at
crazy.
50,000 followers. I started with like 150. No one knew it, and I was posting stuff, and nobody was getting it. And
Yeah.
so now we're almost at 50,000, and we are just, I am just blown away, man. There lies
I
again,
love
man.
it.
That one just came to me, man.
Yeah, I didn't want to forget. As soon as you mentioned the platforms, I said, wait, we gotta talk about TikTok because as it was
Yeah,
happening, you would post it up like, I can't believe this is what? We got over 1 million views and you know, it just is crazy. Like that's just
crazy.
I love it, man. I
Yeah.
hope when they make the documentary of Mr. Talkbox, that's in
Yes,
there.
that's
I
got to
have
be
to
in
have
there.
that. Save
Oh,
that
no qu
footage.
absolutely, yes. Oh my gosh, like that was a moment,
That's
man. So
awesome.
yeah, man, but yeah, I'm on
Perfect.
all those platforms, Mr. Talkbox, and for those of you that are still on MySpace, yeah, I think we got a Mr. Talkbox MySpace too.
MySpace. Is that thing still out?
I know, right? I don't
I haven't
know.
even checked. Oh man, MySpace. Okay, I mean. Oh, you're crazy, man. Hey
So
man,
yeah.
I appreciate you, Mr. Talkbox, Mr. Chambers. You've
Thank
been
you.
great. Keep doing what you're doing, and everybody go buy that album.
Yes, please.
Period.
It's on every
It's good. I
platform.
have it. It's
Oh
really
yeah.
good.
Thank you, man. Like I mean it, man. Thank you. I welcome the good. and the bad. Like, I listen to everybody, and I really appreciate it's been good so far. Like, everybody,
No,
obviously.
it's a good album altogether, honestly. Like I enjoy every song, and I mean it's a great vibe. So
There you go. There you
I
go.
love it. I feel it. So
Yeah,
and,
that's
oh,
what's
and my
up.
kids love it.
Oh,
Just to let you
perfect.
know, my
Perfect.
girls, I have two daughters and a son. My girls,
Oh.
when I play Mr. Talkbox, they come in my office and they're like, oh, because you gave me a shout out once through Cameo, and you they heard that and they were like, oh man, they just they think I'm famous. So
You are famous, bro. You freaking famous, man. I'm trying to catch up with you, man.
oh man, you're funny. But my girls love the Talk Box. So when the
Oh,
album
that's
came out and
awesome.
I played it, they're
Oh.
in the office dancing. That's what we do. I work in the
Ooh.
office, they come in and dance and play, and
Such a
family's involved in everything. So
beautiful thing there, brother. That's so beautiful, man. I love to hear that. With that,
I
tell them I
appreciate it.
said hello and thank you. What's their what okay, so what's their names?
Bella and Maggie.
What's up, Bella and Maggie? Mr. Talkbox loves you.
Oh, they're gonna love that, man. They're gonna love that. Thank you. That's a
Oh,
gift right there.
yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, oh
You're
my
the best,
gosh.
man. Mr.
Well,
Chambers, thank you.
thank you. Yes, sir, man.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for having
thank
me
you.
on.
And let's keep going.
Let's
That's
keep it
it.
going. Thanks for having me on, man. It's a pleasure.
Yes, sir. King Boris is out. Peace,
Yes, sir.
everybody.